two corporations are about to combine to make the biggest drug company in the world. U.S.-based Pfizer announced a merger, or proposed merger, I should say, with Ireland-based Allergan in a $160 billion deal that is also expected to be the largest corporate inversion ever. Now, an inversion is when a company reincorporates overseas in order to reduce its U.S. corporate tax burden, which is part of what's happening here. The new company, which will be called Pfizer PLC, will be headquartered in Dublin. And today's merger just comes days after the Obama administration announced new rules aimed at curbing this very thing. So let's get more from Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. She joins us now from New York. Hi there, Jill.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. So Pfizer is really the giant in this deal, and a huge part of its business is, of course, here in the U.S. But those new Treasury rules we mentioned, they aim to make it more difficult for those U.S. For those corporate inversions if businesses move to locations where they, quote, lack substantial business activity. So how is this working with Pfizer and Allergan?
Oh, this is a great backdoor. It really is, because, you know, what they've really done is figured out a way to sidestep these rules altogether. Now, think about this. Allergan is technically buying Pfizer. That's really important, right? So Allergan's the Irish-based one. Pfizer's in the U.S., and simply by making the transaction occur in that way, you know, and by the way, Allergan is headquartered in Dublin. Most of its operations are in Parsippany, New Jersey, but this proposed transaction now completely avoids the Treasury rules. And by the way, we talk about tax inversions all the time as if they are illegal. They are not. They're perfectly legal. So we, you know, unless Congress wants to change the rules, this is what companies are going to be doing.
Legal, but perhaps politically distasteful. So,
indeed.
This still has to get by regulators, though. And is that expected to happen?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that we've seen some deals occur. So, I think probably it happens. They may bust chops a little bit because of the inversion factor. But these are not companies that have drugs in the same segments. They have very different types of drugs. So, in other words, if you had two companies and they ultimately controlled all the cholesterol drugs, I think that would deal might be under scrutiny. These companies have very different drugs that are both in development and already on the public market.
I see. So you just possibly anticipated my next question, because I was going to, this brings Botox and Viagra under one roof. But beyond the corporate inversion issue, what's in it for Pfizer?
Well, I think that what we've seen in the company like Allergan, which has, as you said, Botox is a fast-growing type of drug, and it's amazing, frankly, because you have all different types. This is not just plastic surgeons. This is now dermatologists. This is now estheticians who are starting to apply Botox. So what has happened is that the amazing path of Botox into the culture has really accelerated Allergan's earnings. It also has helped them do research, which is really costly. It helps finance that research. I think when you look at this deal, I think one of the things that Pfizer gets is not just Botox itself, but the income stream from Botox and the pipeline that it can help build within the new combined entity.
Right. Well, and this $160 billion deal comes in a year where we've already seen a bunch of blockbuster mergers. So let's see what happens in December. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.